the past, doom, and despair. Rahab would certainly qualify as a woman who could have been ashamed or hindered by her past. Throughout Scripture, even in the New Testament account commending her faith, her name is recorded as Rahab the harlot. In the Matthew 1:5 documentation of Jesus' lineage, she is called Rahab, just Rahab. When we have become one with Jesus, we become simply who we are, without all the past reproaches attached to our name. As Joshua prepared to take the nation of Israel across the Jordan River into the Promised Land, he sent two spies to view the territory, specifically the city of Jericho. In that city, the spies came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab. This divine connection proved to be the salvation of Rahab and her household. God set her up for success and gave her the opportunity for rescue. Why would he rescue a prostitute? I find it very interesting that Jesus said to the Pharisees as a rebuke, "Assuredly, I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and harlots believed him. And when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe him." Matthew 21:31. When the king of Jericho sent representatives to question Rahab about the men who had come into the city to search out the country, she hid the two spies on her roof and gave misleading information to the king's men in order to save the lives of Joshua's men. After she had hidden them, she made this statement, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did for the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." Joshua 2:9-11. Rahab made the spies swear to her that they would spare her as well as her family. She requested that they repay kindness for kindness. Rahab dwelt on the wall of the city. We all do. And every wall is going to fall. The falling of the wall did not destroy Rahab. It rescued her. It gave her a new life. The Bible teaches that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But for the believer, the shaking is designed to liberate, not destroy. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, "Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven, but the things which cannot be shaken may remain." Hebrews 12:25-27. Rahab's physical place of residence was doomed for destruction, but Rahab was about to experience deliverance. Her false security was being shaken so that she could find true security. Instructed to bind a cord of scarlet in the window, Rahab did not procrastinate. She also got word to her relatives to be in the house and convinced them of the truth and the urgency of her message. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Joshua 6:1. The command from God to the people of Israel was to march around the city one time for 6 consecutive days. During the march, they were to remain silent. The 7th day, they were to march around the city 6 times without speaking. But the 7th time they marched around the city, they were to shout at an appointed time. And the 7th time it happened, when the priest blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, and she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent." Joshua 6:16-17. The spies were commanded to do according to what they had sworn to Rahab, and afterwards the city was to be burned. As messengers of Jesus, we are to preserve the integrity of our word. We must rescue those to whom we are sent, especially those who have placed their confidence in us. Chapter 6 of the book of Joshua records these words about Rahab in its conclusion. "So she dwells in Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho." Joshua 6:25. Hebrews 11:31 states, "By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace." Matthew's first chapter, Genealogy of Jesus, publishes more good news for Rahab. She married an Israelite named Salmon, and they had a son named Boaz. Boaz married Ruth, a Moabitess, who became the mother of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, the father of David. King David's promise from God was that the Messiah would come through his descendants, thus establishing David's throne forever. Jesus is called the son or descendant of David. Rahab was not denied rescue on the basis of her past. She is included in the lineage of Jesus because of her faith. We will escape our sin and its wages, death, only one way, through faith, confidence in God's word. We must believe that Jesus Christ himself became sin for us and submitted to capital punishment by crucifixion, the death penalty we deserved. He died as the perfect Lamb of God, the innocent substitute who took our guilty verdict. No work we have performed convinced him to die for us, and no sin we have ever committed kept him from dying for us. We can never be good enough or do enough good works to earn the gift Jesus gave us, his sinless life, in exchange for our sinful life. We are simply to believe in his work, finished, as he declared from the cross. For all women who have sinned in the past, our sins have been removed. Damsel, arise from the weight and the penalty of your past. Rahab is not the only one whom God has freed. You too have been set free. You are free to minister to and for Jesus. This is God's design for woman.